were to dig one hole each day, 5 foot deep, 5 foot in diameter. You're building character.
Hapless teenager Stanley Yelnats, convicted for stealing, even though he never committed the crime, is sentenced to Camp Green Lake, a correctional facility in the bone-dry desert, far from a lake of any color. He and the other boys spend their days digging holes. What they don't realize is that their friendships and support from one another will eventually bring them a treasure.
It's got lots of good, strong messages about friendship and perseverance.
Author Lewis Sacker adapted his popular novel Holes for the screen.
I think it's a real uplifting, fun story. So even though it kind of sounds grim about a boy sent to this horrible work camp, it's actually an exciting adventure story where the kid rises above and survives and becomes a hero. And he teaches this other kid to read, and that kid becomes a hero as well. And so I think when the audience leaves, hopefully they'll just feel real upbeat and positive.
My name is Mr. Sir. Whenever you speak to me, you will call me by my name.
John Voight co-stars as the crusty taskmaster, obsessed with poisonous lizards that slither around the work camp.
This character is a strange character, and the movie itself has a style. The story of Holes, one of the things about Lewis Sacker's book is that it has a style. It's humorous. Because it has this humor to it, and there's a lot of love in it, it takes you into very serious places without hurting you. And that's what the secret is to the movie. I can take this guy, he's an abusive guy. In life, this guy is a very dangerous guy. But we can sit with him and we can enjoy him and not be threatened by him and go where he goes because of the style. There's a little smile in it always, you know? And that, I think, is important. Everything in this movie has a little bit of a smile.
Did you tell him about the lizards?
You don't bother them, they won't bother you. Usually.
Shia LaBeouf plays the young Stanley.
You see him, you know, start off as a boy and become a man, and it's all captured on film. That's basically what the movie's about. The gist of it is there's a curse, and, you know, it's a family curse, and he has to overcome it.
It's all because of your no-good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing great-great-grandfather.
There's no curse on this family.
There is on the men in this family.
And Sigourney Weaver is the feared warden of the work camp. She says her 13-year-old daughter found the part for her.
Well, I have to say that she was only halfway through the book. She'd read like two scenes of the warden, but she held it up to me and she said, "Mommy, you gotta read this book. You should play this character. It's a great character." And then I read the book and I went, "Oh, she's really kind of unsavory by the end." But I think that Lewis writes so subtly that there was a lot that was appealing about the warden before she gets desperate. But I found that as a mother, I found the end hard just because she's willing to sacrifice these boys. That it was harder to play a villain than I would have thought.
You'll be in D-10. D stands for diligence. That's the mess hall, there's the rec room, and there's the showers. There's only one knob because there's only one temperature. Cold. And that's the warden's cabin over there. That's the number one rule at Camp Green Lake. Do not upset the warden.
Director Andrew Davis says the main challenge was to remain faithful to the book, that he says appeals because it does not condescend to its audience.
Lewis Sacker doesn't write books for kids. He writes interesting stories that kids are interested in. And he has great empathy for how kids feel, young people feel. This is his most mature book to date. I love this project because of the fact it does have a sense of history. It does have a sense of who we are as people, where we've come from. But it's also funny. It's got great mystery and magic, and it's like a wonderful stew of characters and themes and realities.
Stanley Yelnats,
yeah.
I just want you to know that you may have done some bad things, but that does not make you a bad kid. I respect you, Stanley.
Holes also features Tim Blake Nelson as the seemingly sympathetic counselor at the camp. Cleo Thomas plays the young camp inmate Zero, whose story intertwines with that of the hero, Stanley. And Patricia Arquette is a frontier schoolteacher turned bandit, whose legacy affects all the characters. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.